West African leaders met in Ghana on Sunday to discuss a response to Mali's second coup in 9 months. It sparked warnings of fresh sanctions and deep concerns over stability in the volatile Sahel region. Kicking off the talks, Ghana's president stressed the region's commitment to a peaceful transition in Mali. The presidents of Nigeria, Ivory Coast, and Burkina Faso were among those attending the summit. They are meeting with Mali's new president, Colonel Assimi Goïta, who led young army officers in a coup last August and in another coup last week. Mali's constitutional court completed Goïta's rise to full power on Friday by naming him transitional president. With the junta going back on previous commitments to civilian political leaders, doubts have been raised about other pledges, including a promise to hold elections in early 2022. Ethiopian pro-government demonstrators held a massive rally on Sunday denouncing the United States for imposing restrictions on aid over the East African nation's conflict with Tigray. More than 10,000 people attended the rally, which was organized by the Ministry of Youth. They carried banners with slogans like "USA, show us your neutrality," and "Ethiopia doesn't need a caretaker." The demonstration was larger than typical pro-government rallies, and public criticism of the United States is rare. The United States last week imposed restrictions on economic and security assistance to Ethiopia over the conflict. Washington also said it would bar current or former Ethiopian or Eritrean officials that it deems responsible for the crisis. You can follow that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.